Good afternoon. Spring officially arrived at 6:29 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time this morning. It was a chilly start, but with strong early spring sun, we are rebounding nicely back through the 20s and 30s on our way into the mid-40s on average for afternoon highs. A weak disturbance is sliding through western New York and southern Ontario. On its way here, we'll see increasing high clouds filtering out some of the sunshine during the afternoon hours, although it will remain dry. Overnight, skies will be mostly cloudy, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s for overnight lows. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Great Lakes, where an Arctic front will be heading in. It looks like this front will arrive in our area during the day tomorrow. Skies will be mostly cloudy on Tuesday, and ahead of the front will manage to get into the middle and upper 40s for afternoon highs before the wind flips around to the northwest by the end of the day and temperatures start to drop. In fact, temperatures will drop quickly Tuesday night all the way down into the teens and lower 20s, and then only a slim rebound on Wednesday with a stiff northwest breeze back into the lower to mid-20s for afternoon highs. Despite a good amount of sunshine during the day on Wednesday, we'll remain about 20 to 25 degrees colder than average, and the wind chill values will be between 0 and 10 above all day long. That high pressure center with the Arctic air will be overhead on Wednesday night, and it'll start out frigid for this time of the year on Thursday. Although we'll start to rebound with full sunshine and a little less wind during the day, highs will manage to get back into the middle 30s. The next system will head our way on Friday with increasing clouds. Temperatures will rebound into the 40s, though we do run the risk of rain showers during the afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the West Coast will be in an active wet pattern through at least midweek as a cold front advances toward the coast. Rain will become widespread from Central California to Washington and may be heavy at times, especially for Northern California. Higher rainfall rates may lead to rapid runoff and flash flooding could develop. During the overnight hours, snow will develop over the Cascades and Sierras and spread east to the northern Rockies through tomorrow. The Sierras will likely have heavy snow through the middle of the week. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms are forecast from the mid-Mississippi Valley to the mid-Atlantic as a low-pressure system tracks east across the central United States. Snow or a mix of rain and snow will spread across portions of the northern plains and Great Lakes as Arctic air spills into the northern tier. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 8 below zero at Big Black River in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 50s, Boston sunny near 50, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high 78 set in 2012, and the record low 2 above zero in 1967. Sunrise this morning 6:58 a.m., sunset this evening 7:08 p.m., 12 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with increasing clouds later on and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today, increasing late day clouds with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with increasing clouds later on and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today, then increasing clouds later on with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with increasing high clouds late in the day and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, becoming breezy later in the day with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Mostly sunny, turning windy and very cold on Wednesday, lower to mid-20s. Sunny, still cold Thursday, mid-30s. Cloudy with scattered showers on Friday, mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Saturday in the lower 50s. And sunshine to the north with clouds and the chance of rain and snow to the south on Sunday in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.